Welcome to Chapter 29, Disappointment Followed. Now that may seem like a strange title for a chapter, given all the fun and excitement and success that has led up to this. But as the chapter unfolds, you'll understand exactly why that title is so appropriate. A few months after the Margate-New Haven merger, and Margate was a holding company of New Haven Foundry, I incorporated Ventnor, figuring that somewhere down the line I was going to bring that public. The challenge for me was to find something that was worthy as a follow-up to the success that Margate had had. That was a daunting task. So long before I brought Ventnor public, I started to search high and low for a possible candidate, an acquisition that would do justice to the circumstances. And that had led me to Jersey City in a company called Topox, which was short for Topical Oxygen, owned by a gentleman by the name of Phil Laurie. It came through a third-party connection, and I liked the concept. Basically, what it was, if you picture an incubator, it applied topical oxygen to an open wound, specifically diabetic ulcers, which occur many, many times on the lower extremities. And as I got more and more into it, I realized that this technology actually worked and was able to save limbs, and in some cases, lives. I did a significant amount of due diligence, including I met Dr. Boguslav Fischer, which was the medical director. He was a world-famous doctor from NYU who specialized in MS, and also he had an interest in the use of oxygen therapy, more specifically systemic, where you breathe it in. But this was topical. But anyway, he was... when I met him, he was wholeheartedly behind this technology. And in fact, my daughters got involved in this and started a little business in the Philadelphia area where they had patients with a prescription where they were dealing with leg ulcers, foot ulcers, especially I remember a nun, and we saved her foot. And that was, I saw that with my own eyes. So the more I got into this, the more fired up I became. And it got to the point where, well, I brought the company public on, believe it or not, Black Monday, October of 1987. People would say, well, why in the world would you bring a public company public on that day of all days, one of the worst days in the stock market since the crash in 29? My thought was, well, I want to separate myself from the rest. And again, it's another example, perhaps, of thinking out of the box. And I could remember the day we went public. I didn't have to memorize some a date, a mathematical or numerical date, I should say. Between October of 1987 and January of 1988, Phil Laurie and I conducted various negotiations, and we reached an agreement that Ventnor was going to acquire this technology, and I was excited. I felt that this was an appropriate follow-up to my previous deal. So with that background, it was on a Friday in January that I was due to drive from Philly to Newark, park at the Newark airport, get a cab over to his law offices in Jersey City, and where a contract, an acquisition agreement, was waiting for me. I couldn't wait. And I also had plane tickets bought to get to go fly from Newark to Denver, spend the weekend, and on Monday we would announce the acquisition of Topox by Ventnor. Everything was set. Off I go, park the car, get in a cab, arrive at the law office, fired up, to put it mildly. I walk into this kind of like a boardroom. Phil was there. His wife was there. Their attorney was there. Showed me the contract. They changed the parameters to the point where it wasn't acceptable. I was upset, to say the least. I stormed out of there, got a cab back to my car, and it was really the first time and the last time that a business dealing got to me. But I was so sure that this was the ticket, and I just couldn't understand why these people changed their mind, because they stood to do very well with their equity holdings, and the entire package was well thought out. Anyway, I get in the car and I start driving back home, never anticipating where this car ride would end up eventually. Next up, I needed a lot more gas.